Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn.
Build it, baby.
Jason Waller here with the True Underdog Podcast, Apple's top three entrepreneur and motivational podcast. Make sure you subscribe on all the podcast platforms as well as YouTube. And make sure you follow us on True Underdog at Instagram and on Facebook. So today's episode is going to be part of our Power Play series, and it's going to be top three mistakes entrepreneurs make. First, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Power Home Solar. If you're looking for a career in the solar industry, renewable energy, it's the top job growth the last 2 years in a row. We're looking for installers, electricians, sales folks, field energy consultants, telemarketing, customer service, you name it. We're looking for positions in our organization in 16 states right now. Visit powerhome.com/careers. Now, as an entrepreneur, you know, you're prone to make mistakes. It's going to happen. It's part of the experience. You fail, you learn, you fail, you learn, you fail, you learn. There's several things that you could really try to research and see what makes things easier. And I'm here to tell you, it's just not easy. It is hard. I've done it, you know, been part of it three different times in three different companies. It never gets easier. But the things that I've learned have sped up the process faster, right? And everything's about process. You've got to understand like what's important, how to categorize, how to prioritize what's going on. I think the first mistake that entrepreneurs make is they're not learning and growing, and they set their expectations too high. Therefore, they quit. Now think about this. They set their goals, what I would call like a dream goal or a, you know, a long-term goal. Like, hey, I'm starting down at the bottom of the stairs. I want to get to the 100th floor. You can't do that in business. You've got to say, hey, I'm starting at the bottom. I'd like to get to the third floor and then maybe the eighth floor. You have to be realistic. You have to set those goals for small wins. The problem we have is entrepreneurs, they quit early because they're discouraged, because they don't feel like they're moving the needle, because they're not learning and growing from their failures. They're complaining. They're pointing fingers. Most of that is because their why is, I want to make money, or I want to be rich, or I want time at home. Like, they have to have a why bigger than their own self issues. They can't have a why that is helping them out. They need to have a why that's helping other people out. You know, what is your product going to do? Is it going to change lives? Are you empowering people? Are you hiring people? You know, you've got to have a purpose and a cause. Otherwise, it's so easy to quit and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm done, because you're just quitting on yourself. You're not letting other people down. You're just letting yourself down. And I think entrepreneurs get boxed in chasing the wrong why. And then as they fail or they struggle, they literally just, they just quit. They don't learn. They don't gain, you know, the experience and the knowledge to really speed up the process. I remember when I first opened up my first alarm company in 2005, I opened it up out of my master bedroom. I had an 1100 square foot house that we paid $101,000 for in 2001. And it was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I was excited. You know, I moved out of the trailer park and I bought a home, right? Got married, had a kid, was working different jobs, you know, doing outside sales. And then I was like, hey, you know what? And I was working at Verizon. I was like, I want to open up this alarm company thing, after I was at the house for like 4 or 5 years. So I decided to do that. And the wife wanted to move out of that house. She was like, this is tiny. Can we move? I'm like, we can't afford to move, right? But I remember opening the office, and I remember, you know, I had a neighbor across the street work for me, Brian. I had my brother Jeremy working for me. You know, I had my buddy Chris working for me. So I had friends and family working for me that somewhat believed in the mission. That didn't last too long. You know, Brian ended up quitting. Chris ended up stealing and moving away. And my brother really was with me for a long time until he wasn't, wanted to do his own thing, had some of his own things to deal with. But also had my dad, who was retired from AT&T, help put out flyers. So I had this concept of, I will work at Verizon Wireless during the day, and I'll have a flyer crew go out and put out flyers, you know, free garage door opener with your free alarm system, dollar a day monitoring call. So I would have my dad put those out, and I would pay him like $50 a day. And he would hire a couple high school kids or high school dropout kids for like $10 an hour and they go out for 2 or 3 hours a day. So literally it was costing me like $80 a day to put out flyers. And I would get calls in the afternoon and I would book these appointments and I'd go sell them. That's how it started. It started with a tile board in my master bedroom, manila folders, my wife helping me fund the accounts, hiring people. So remember, I started with friends. I was like, okay, it was like 4 or 5 of us. Let's go. Learning how to try to, you know, how do we install this, right? I had to bring, you know, my partner now, Kevin, had to bring an install out, how to show our new installer how to install. He still struggled. And then, you know, there was issues. And then, you know, we had to learn, you know, you'd fail, you had to learn. You can't just quit, take your ball and go home. I mean, now I had other people's lives that depended on me, right? People, friends of him that were working for me, I wasn't making anything. In fact, I didn't make anything in that business for almost 9 months. And I did that because I was still working another job. So I was able to do that. Not everybody can do that. So I say, if you're going to open a business, make sure you have a little nest egg that you can pull out of and kind of survive on, because you're going to have to be cheap and reinvest all your money into the company. And I'll talk about that in a minute. That's the third mistake. We're still on the first mistake of not learning and growing and quitting early, right? So I think, you know, what happened was, is then I started, you know, to get some more sales. And then I had to hire other installers because Brian quit. Like Brian just left me out and dry. I had no installers and I sold a handful of alarms. Well, I was still working at Verizon. I'm like, what do I do? So I was hiring people at Chili's. And think about it. Think if this is you and you open a company and you have friends and family that join and you're not getting a paycheck and you get a friend that quits and you have customers that are pissed and you can't do the install and you feel like a loser and a failure and you made an enormous mistake. Right? Your wife's giving you the stink eye. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Your master bedroom's upside down with all this office shit. And you're trying to hire people in the newspaper at Chili's or on monster.com at Chili's. Like, hey, meet me at Chili's. Why don't you got an office? Oh, I do. You have to get people to trust you. You learn fast. It's discouraging. But what I tried to do is rather than it continue to beat me up, I tried to get better. It took like 12 people told me, hell no, they're not taking the job. Finally, someone took the job. I had an installer. Then as I got more sales and I started to grow the next few months, I got more installers. I got more salespeople, right? I'm like, oh, I'll hire a salesperson. They can see what they do. I went and got an office, small little office for like $300 a month. It's like, yay, I got an office. Now I got somewhere people could really meet us. And I started to grow the business a little bit more. Then I got a bigger office. Then I got a bigger office all within 2 years. And I was getting paid after 9 months. I decided to leave Verizon full time and went and did the alarm business full time. But what I did is all these little failures, these struggles of hiring people, the struggles of wanting to quit, the struggles of not knowing what to do, the struggles of not knowing how to install an alarm system or, you know, not how to fund the paperwork and all these things. I didn't take my ball and go home. I didn't deflate the ball and say, I'm done. I learned. I paid attention and I learned. And then I progressed forward. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. You just need progress. You don't need to knock down the pins every time. You just need a little bit of progress. And every time you fail at something or you struggle at something, you're gaining progress because you're learning. So I'm going to call that reason number one, not learning and growing and quitting too early. Reason number two is thinking you can do it all. Now, fast forward, I'm building this business. I'm like, yeah, I'm a rock star. I'm this young entrepreneur. I'm hiring people. I went through some, you know, hiring a bunch of sales guys, started building van teams. I had my brother-in-law, Kenny Boom Boom, with me. I mean, we were exploding. Kevin, my business partner, reaches out. Hey, I want to join the team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, great. You know, he moves out to North Carolina, comes to work for me selling alarms. So it's like 2009. I've been doing this 4 or 5 years. And we think we know it all. You know, we're like, hey, we'll do a summer program. So we started hiring a bunch of these ex-summer guys that work for other security companies. And they were locust. They were prying on everybody. It was just bad. We would get them corporate housing. They'd destroy it. They would, you know, sell bullshit accounts. We would pay them. They would disappear. It was a nightmare. It was a struggle. And, you know, we thought we knew it all. We thought we could do it all. You know, we thought, oh, we've got this under control. We can handle all of this. And look, it took forever to build that business up. And we never put our ego aside. And, you know, we had some major bumps and some major costs as we continued to grow and learn and continue to grow and learn. Fast forward to the third company I'm in, Power Home Solar. because of that experience and because of, I think I know it all at Power Home Technologies, over the years, when Power Home Solar, when I got to a point, the company was open 15, 16, and then in year 17, we were crushing it. We're on our way to do $40 million in sales. I had to go to Kevin and go, we're in waters I'm not used to. We need to hire someone smarter than us. And he's like, no way. I'm like, no, we need to hire a president. Someone's got wisdom and knowledge. Somebody that can bring something to the table we don't, because we don't know it all. In order to grow the business, you got to surround yourself with people smarter than you in other categories. I truly believe God makes everybody equal, but he gives you different attributes and skills, right? And superpowers. And then you suck at other stuff. And that's okay, because you can't be great at everything. The problem with entrepreneurs is they truly believe in their mind that they can do everything, that they piss excellence. I was there, I've been there, that they are capable of managing the books, doing the hiring, doing everything. And the truth is you can't. And when you think that, you really box yourself in to grow. And I learned that in the first couple of companies. Third company, I was like, hell no, I know what I'm good at. I'm good at vision, I'm good at scale, I'm good at operations, and I'm good at sales, right? And I'm a true leader and I can do that. I don't know accounting. I don't know process. I don't know corporate structure. I'm okay at marketing. Like, you have to know your strengths and you have to double down on them. And then you bring people around you that are different than you. Like, I always say this, life and business are like a puzzle. So you're one piece and you need to start fitting those other pieces in. But the first thing you need to do is set your ego to the side and say, I don't know it all. I don't need to be great at everything. I don't need to do it all. I just need to do what I'm really good at and bring people in that are really good at other things. So together, collaboratively, we could be great at everything. That's how you have to build it. And it doesn't happen. Sometimes your frequency or your growth is going to outgrow people around you. And that's going to happen. And you're going to have to upgrade the talent. I mean, unfortunately, that's how this goes, right? Some people can keep up and drink from the water fountain fast. And then when it becomes a fire hydrant, some people can't. But that's okay. They were paid to do their job. You can't feel guilty about that. I'm a big believer. If somebody gets a paycheck, they got paid for what they've done. They're not entitled to anything else. If they work and they got paid, that's it. There's no, I did this for you. No, you got paid every week. Did you not? Did we ever miss a payroll? No. Oh, we didn't. Okay. So you earned your paycheck. Congratulations. You get a lot of these entitled people that think because they worked for you at an early time when you were small and that they're entitled to something. No, you gave them pay increases and bonuses and all that shit. You don't owe them anything. You don't owe them anything. But they think that, right? As you start to outgrow them and your frequency gets higher and your business grows, they're not growing. Therefore, they're getting resentful. They're becoming a hater. They're complaining. They're pointing the finger. They feel entitled. All of that. You just got to get rid of that. And that happens. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the deal. It's part of business, right? You're going to have people that, you know, have a shelf life. And I hate that, but it's true. You know, you got some lifers that can grow with the company and that can drink from the fire hydrant and that can raise their frequency and that can be a part of the, like what we have as a movement. And then you got some that they're doing well until it gets too fast, too much. And then they drown and they're like, I can't do it. Very few people are okay with that and understand. They always think, oh, it's not fair. Like I've had regionals. I've had different people that worked for me throughout the years that because they were with me at an early time, you know, we had 50 employees or 100 employees or 200 employees. Now we're at 2,400 that they're entitled to be like president of or C-suite of. And the truth is it's a $1 billion company. They couldn't be a C-suite. Some of them on a fucking, you know, $100,000 company, but they're a great manager or a great regional. They're not the C-suite. They're not the one who's risking everything, that's putting everything, like that's what you are as the entrepreneur. That's your business, right? So it's a balance. You have to be able to cut things off and eliminate people when you need to. And you have to know that you can't do it all. Put your ego to the side, be humble, have some humility, and be like, yo, I need help with this, and encourage. Hey, you help me. I'm not good at that. You help me with this. Hey, you help me with that. And together as a team, we can accomplish more. That's the secret. If I knew that early on in the first two companies, oh, I'd have done even better, but I didn't. But I learned that. And so I'm never, ever, 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 am I not humble enough to ask for help or have enough, you know, I put my ego aside and have enough humility to say, hey, I'm not good at that. I don't know that. Let's bring someone in that does. I don't have that problem because all I'm doing is hurting my company and my brand and all the employees that work for us. If I do that, that's selfish. You have to do what's best for the brand every time. Number three, right? So you got number two, thinking you can do it all. You can't do it. You puzzle pieces. You want to be able to put your ego to the side and hire people around you that are smarter. That's thinking you can do it all. That's a no-no. You'll screw up your business. Trust me. paying yourself first. That's a no-no. I talked about it in number one, right? The problem entrepreneurs have is they're like, I want to drive a Porsche. I want to drive a Lamborghini. I want to buy a big house. And they chase money. And so the business will get up to 100 grand in sales, 500 grand in sales. And they're pouring the money out. So they're paying their people. And then they're taking all their profits as distributions. And they're basically just keeping it. They're not reinvesting it. So they're continuing to do what they're doing. And they're just paying themselves. And so when they have a bad week, they can crumble. When they have a bad month, they go out of business because they never reinvested into the company. They were too worried about changing their lifestyle and upgrading their lifestyle and the things that they have, the toys and the cars and the private jets to fly to different places, you know, when they want to rent and go to vacations. Like, when you open a business, you need to know that you're going to be broke. If you have the mentality of, I'm not going to make much money at all for the first 2 years, you'll do very well. If you have the mentality of, once we start making money, I'm paying myself a lot more, you'll only be as good as your last week. You'll never have a foundation. And the first bump you hit, you're going to be out. You're going to struggle. I mean, trust me, you have to reinvest into the company. You have to, or you go out of business. Every time I see an entrepreneur go out of business because of some kind of catastrophe, and we've lived through, you had 9/11, you had the housing recession, you had COVID. I mean, this shit happens every few years. And if you haven't built a foundation, if you haven't built a structure, you don't have assets in the business that you've redone and reinvested into the company where you can handle some bad weeks or months, right? You got this under control. You didn't yank all the money out and you know, squeeze all the cash out of the company. No. You don't want to do that. You want to leave it in there for the rainy day, for the rainy month, so you can stay open, so you can overcome that adversity, so you can overcome the problems that happen. Because some problems are going to happen you can't control, and you've got to be prepared. And the only way to be prepared is continue to reinvest in the business. Think about this. If your payroll is $100,000 a month for all your employees, and your pay is $10,000 a month, which is too high, if that's the case, you shouldn't be 10% of your payroll. And this is net. So after you bought all your equipment, you're only sitting with 100 grand. You pay your employees the 100 grand, you get nothing. If you're sitting with 110 grand, you pay your employees the 100 grand, you put 10 grand in the business. If you're sitting with 120 grand, remember, I'm still saying you have 100 grand in payroll and then your 10,000. So 120 total, but 10 is you. After all your, you know, cost of goods and all your goodies, right? That's your net profit before payroll, right? And then you'd make 130 grand. You stick it back in the business. When you start getting 40 or 50% of what your payroll is, then you can start carving out a piece. You want to pay the company first. You want to, you have to. If it's 150 grand and I pay myself 10 and I pay my employees 100 grand and I take 40 grand and I put it in there that month and the next month I do it again and the next month I do it again, guess what? I have over a month's worth of payroll in the bank account in the business to grow. I can use it to expand my markets. I can use it to scale. I can use it for more marketing to get more customers. I can use it for hiring, or I could keep it in the business and, you know, slowly do things and have it for the bad week or the bad month. You have to have that mindset. Now, a word from our sponsors. You have to A, pay your people first, 2, pay your vendors second, and 3, pay the business third. You are way down the list after the business is being paid and it's being profitable and you built foundation to start making money. You have to have that mindset. If you don't have that mindset, you're going to be in trouble. You know, you need to be more essential in how you do things. You know, if you own your business, you might pay yourself before paying your employees. That's a no-no. Think about this. If you can't pay someone a paycheck, but you're driving around a nice car, there's a problem because they're going to look at you and they're going to go, really? Like, look at your lifestyle. That's why you really want to be humble and not have a lot as you're building your company early on. And then what's going to happen, I've experienced it, is it starts to become successful and the company's making money and you're reinvesting and you're adding vehicles and you're adding markets and you're adding jobs and you're doing all this stuff and you're able to get paid a little bit more. you're going to have some people that get jealous, like, oh, look at them. We're only working for all them. No, no, asshole. That's not how it works. I mean, we've added all these jobs and all these markets and all these vehicles and benefits for everyone in 401k. Like, they don't realize because they've got small minds, right? They just got small minds. They're haters. They're stuck in their own little circle. And that's why they'll never do anything great. They'll just be a fucking sheep their whole life because they don't know how to take it to the next level because they're small minded. You're going to have that. You can't let it phase you. You worked your ass off. You reinvested and gave it all back to the company for a hot minute, for a while. You built a foundation. Then you deserve to get paid and buy nice shit. Absolutely. When the company's protected and you're scaling and you're growing and you're adding assets to the company and you're adding value to your employees and you're adding value to your business and it's got that foundation, absolutely you can start making money. There's nothing wrong with making money and having nice shit if you earn it. But you can't earn it and not build up your business. Everything's got to go. Employees, vendors, reinvest until everything's up, then start taking some money. Then the sky's the limit. You know, we have 6 executives. And during COVID, when it first happened, we all went off payroll for like 5 months to make sure we could cover payroll, you know, to help. We told all our vendors, we're not paying you till the end of the summer. Remember, this came out in March of 2020. We're like, we're not going to pay you till the end of the summer. And you know, we needed the cash to really pay our employees because we wanted them to be able to work if they needed to make money, if they needed to pay their bills. You know, we put our people first, took us off payroll, told our vendors, hey, you're going to have to wait because the people that work for you come first. Every single time. You pay yourself dead last. People, vendors, business, then you. That's the goal of really doing that. So those are the 3 steps that I truly think that people continue, 3 to fail in business, right? You got 1, they don't learn and grow, and they quit too early. They set their expectations too high. 2, they think they can do it all. They won't put their ego to the side. They won't have humility. They won't ask for help. They won't hire other people around them that are great. And 3, they pay themselves first, second, or third. They're not reinvesting into the company. They're not paying their people. Like, you should never pay yourself before you pay your people. Like, that's a recipe for disaster. That should never happen. These people's family depend on your business that you're running. They get paid first. Absolutely. You have to think like that. You have to reinvest like that. You have to think long-term. This isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. It's progress. It's one step at a time taking the stairs. There's no elevator in building a business. It's one step at a time. Sure, you can have some fast growth. We've had, you know, 100% growth year over year many times. But it's because we grind, 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 learn, 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 take the stairs, take the stairs, take the stairs, take the stairs. And then what I do is I scale. I hire people smarter than me and around me, and we just continue to multiply and go. But in order to get to that point, you got to start somewhere. And I told you the story where I started with tile board. I did the same thing in the solar company. Small little thing here. I had like 12 employees and a tile board, and here we go. And I didn't get paid for 22 months in that business. That was crazy. You know, I had a little bit of money saved up. I ended up giving it all back to the company, sold my house, gave it all back to the company. I put everything into my business. I doubled down and bet on myself. And I think you should do the same, but you got to be prepared. Peanut butter and jellies, ramen noodles, tomato soup, right? Bottled water, Kool-Aid. Like, you don't need to eat steak. You don't need to drive a fancy car, and you don't need a big ass house. You need to build your business up where it's at a very good place and employees are flourishing and people are doing well. Then take care of yourself. Now, make sure you check out our YouTube channel, The True Underdog YouTube, and podcasts on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox. And of course, you know, we're the top 3 entrepreneur podcasts, trying to gun for number 2 and number 1. We're going to get there soon, but continue to build that business, elevate people out there, stay focused. Bam. And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Damn, damn, true Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash the power.